Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second, the right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting third, the center fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dale Murphy. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Madula. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Madula. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second, the right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dehazu moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dehazu moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a line drive into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote takes first base on ball four. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive towards the mound. Matula reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a line drive into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Matula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matula hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Royster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Foote and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows strikes out. There goes Office. The throw from Foote to second, and Office is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Matula, and towards Frias, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rick Matula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matula is 0-for-1 in the game. Matula strikes out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Royster reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore catches it and throws to second with DeJesus covering, to double up Royster. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner is hit by the pitch. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Martin moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foote is walked intentionally. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Office hits a pop-up towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrows takes first base on ball 4. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0-for-2 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum pinch hits for Rick Madula. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Royster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 0-for-3 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Office strikes out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 3 in the game. Horner hits a line drive towards right. Thompson catches it and throws to first to double up Matthews. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Barry Foote. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 3 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards first. Murphy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Delone steals second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Delone moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Ivan DeJesu. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Delone scores. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left field. Burrows picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burrows. Kingman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Atlanta Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.